A mythical day out with the Isle of Wight Follies. It started with grumbling. Walking? Oh, that's like manual labour with hills, moaned Jake, already slumped on the sofa with his phone at maximum brightness. Ellie was curled in a tangle of duvet and snacks. Do we even have to leave the house today? It's Saturday. That's sacred. Yes, said Mum, calmly zipping up a backpack with the kind of finality only a mother possesses. We're going out. Dad appeared in the doorway like a man with a secret. We've found something unusual, mysterious, mythical. Jake raised an eyebrow. It's called the Isle of Wight Follies, Mum said, holding up her phone. A creature hunt all across the island. There are 44 monsters. Each has its own page, its own lore, its own location. You follow the evidence. Use your imagination. Explore. Cost? Asked Dad. $3.50 for a whole week. Jake scoffed. Right, budget goblins. And a hydra, Mum added. Ellie sat up. The first clue. By the time they reached the car, the mood had shifted. Curiosity was creeping in. On the way to East Cowes, Mum read from the website. Listen to this. Three heads were seen just off the marina, at first mistaken for boys, but then the boys blinked. Dad grinned in the mirror. See? Blinking boys. You don't get that with a Netflix subscription. Jake still wasn't sure, but he was scrolling the creature pages now. Ellie was already choosing where to go next. They arrived at the waterfront, heads swivelling dramatically. Right, Mum said, clapping her hands. Use your eyes. If you were a hydra, where would you hide? In the ice cream fridge, muttered Jake. In the car park, said Ellie, pointing to a lone red mini. Three reflections in one wing mirror. That means something. Look at the boats, Dad added. Any holes recently bitten in thirds? They stared. They speculated. They laughed. Then they checked the creature's page again. Next clue? A salty trail was seen leading into the alley behind a cafe. The imaginative cafe. The cafe itself was perfectly ordinary, until they gave it a backstory. That umbrella's been snapped. By a tail, Ellie guessed. Probably caught fire from the Hydra's breath, Jake added, warming up. Mum smiled, pleased. This wasn't just walking anymore, it was play. They ordered sandwiches and lemonade. Then, as per the suggestion on the website, asked about evidence. The cafe owner raised an eyebrow, then smirked. We were told to expect hunters, she said, producing a sealed evidence bag and sliding it across the counter. Don't open it here. We don't want to disturb anything. Dormant. Inside, a scale, painted pebble, a burnt serviette and a short note. She surfaced at dawn, left behind a scent of lemon and seaweed. Jake and Ellie exchanged wide-eyed looks. Dad leaned in and whispered, You might want to log that sighting on the website. It helps the other adventurers. Seriously? Jake said. Seriously, Mum said. This is your quest now. The family reconnects. As the day unfolded, so did the conversations. They visited a second site mentioned on the Hydra's page. They debated whether the shadow on the sea was a trick of light or a tail in motion. They imagined how the creature moved, what it wanted, what it feared. And for the first time in ages, no one mentioned screens. No one split off to do their own thing. The family was together, laughing, pointing, climbing, exploring, talking nonsense, and loving every minute of it. I like this, Ellie said quietly, as they watched the tide roll in. It's like real life pretend. Mum squeezed her hand. Exactly that. Back at home, they all agreed to leave a glowing review for the cafe on the Isle of Wight Follies website. Then Jake held up the evidence bag. We are going to open this, right? Ellie leaned in. What's the worst that could happen? They both reached forward. To be continued.